As the presidential contest rolls on, some Wyoming lawmakers are worried that issues important to the state, such as energy, being left out of the debate. While there was some recent discussion about it, it's not being discussed as much as some would prefer. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Have you heard many Western issues pop up in this election? Neither has Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis. She says the Republican presidential candidate is actually missing a golden opportunity to attract independent voters in the West.
I know that Western issues are taking a backseat to national issues in this campaign, and I get that. But when we're out in the West, when states like Colorado and Nevada are in play, there are issues that are unique to the West that a presidential candidate can capitalize on.
But Lummis is hopeful that Western issues are about to rise to the national stage.
The fact that Colorado and Nevada are still in play and that Nevada will be, I believe, a side of the third debate is the only opportunity for us to highlight issues that are of unique concern to the West.
Still, Lummis isn't hedging her bets, so she says she's going to be proactive this fall.
I will be approaching the Trump campaign during the October campaign period about issues that matter to Colorado and Nevada in hopes that they will come up not only during the debate, but during the campaign's efforts in both Colorado and Nevada.
Wyoming's junior senator John Barrasso was chairman of the platform committee at the Republican National Convention. He says he's already won Trump's ear.
I met with Donald Trump twice before the convention to talk about the platform, talk about energy, talk about health care. As a doctor, he's embraced the issues that I've talked about. I'd like to see even more discussion of those on the campaign trail because I think they're winning issues for those of us who really want to make sure we use American energy in a way that continues to keep our country strong.
Even though Wyoming's issues aren't coming up, Barrasso is confident that Trump will embrace issues important to this state.
And anybody that takes a look at that platform knows that there is a big footprint affecting the Rocky Mountain West in terms of the things that are important for us, in terms of public lands, in terms of the use of the resources that we have.
While that platform hasn't been brought up much on the campaign trail, Barrasso says it adds to the argument to put Republicans back in charge of Congress in January.
So it's going to be a big impact as long as we're able to maintain the majority and have a Republican in the White House who will then sign into law the conservative, energy-related, Rocky Mountain West issues that we can put on the president's desk.
For Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi, the election is all about the Supreme Court.
Well, one thing I've noticed is that the Democrats keep coming back with the same thing over and over again until they win. And if they can get a Supreme Court that'll help them out, then they can win.
Enzi doubts the upcoming presidential debate out West will have a real impact on anything.
The biggest thing that's been missing in the debates is the question of how are you going to do that?
That said, Enzi says he's not in love with the political reality TV we've all been witnessing recently.
I'm not really in favor of debates anyway, because nobody is expected to make a spur-of-the-moment decision on issues that are brought up that they may not have considered before. When you're in office, you get a lot of people helping you to do research. Hopefully you're checking with the community that's going to be affected by it to see what they think about it, and then you make up your mind.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.